This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon, my name is Rona Shannon and you're listening to Radio NRG. In today's show, UK Prime Minister Theresa May is facing increased pressure over the UK's Brexit divorce bill, with the EU chief negotiator stating this morning that future trade deals will be delayed until a settlement has been agreed.
I set out in my Florence speech that we will honour our commitments. I was very clear about that, as I said, for the current budget plan. No other EU country needs fear that they will have to receive less or pay in more.
News of former Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale entering I'm a Celebrity has drawn mixed reactions from the public.
I think it's farcical. I mean, politicians should work for their living rather than play about.
And plans are currently underway to paint Scotland's biggest mural in Edinburgh.
We said, well, there used to be these trains running up and down. Why don't we paint some trains and have cartoon characters looking out of the windows?
All that and more coming up over the next 20 minutes. Now for our top story. As a meeting of her cabinet gets underway, pressure is mounting on the UK Prime Minister Theresa May over the size of the UK's settlement in the so-called Brexit divorce bill. Voices inside her own party are warning of a public backlash if the payment is too large. This morning, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, increased pressure on May, warning that a future deal trade will require a proper settlement before talks can progress. He stated that the UK will not be able to cherry-pick aspects of the single market in reaching an agreement on the trade deal.
Those who claim that the UK should cherry-pick part of the single market must stop this contradiction.
Speaking in a visit to Birmingham this morning, Theresa May sidestepped questions about the precise size of the UK's new financial offer to the EU, but indicated that movement might be on the cards.
I set out in my Florence speech that we will honour our commitments. I was very clear about that, as I said, for the current budget plan. No other EU country needs fear that they will have to receive less or pay in more.
Speaking to the BBC earlier, leading Tory pro-Brexiter Nigel Evans accused the EU of demanding ransom money from Theresa May to move Brexit negotiations forward. He said that the UK government cannot afford to play Santa Claus to the EU. In Brussels, Barnier also indicated that the situation with Northern Ireland required a specific solution, going as far to suggest that Northern Ireland could remain within the EU's customs union to help solve the deadlock of the Irish border issue, which, along with the divorce bill, must be resolved before trade talks can begin. Next up, Scottish Labour's new leader, Richard Leonard, says his predecessor, Kezia Dugdale, does not have permission to appear in the ITV programme I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It is Mr Leonard's first act days after his victory in the Labour leadership contest. Our reporter, Ian McNally, investigates the transition between leaders old and new.
News of Kezia Dugdale's appearance on the show broke on Saturday, the same day Mr Leonard was named as the new leader of Scottish Labour. But what does the public think about such politicians participating in reality TV?
All I would say, I mean, I think it's farcical. I mean, politicians should work for their living rather than play about.
Just sort of them trying to look more human, approachable, personable, you know, trying to build the sort of cult of personality. She's obviously trying to appeal to kids, but I think it just comes off wrong.
I think it's quite a good idea. I think she'd suit it. It'd be a good thing to watch and all that.
For whatever reason, she didn't feel strong in her party. I honestly don't think what she's doing now is going to enhance her reputation as a strong politician.
Richard Leonard's first order of business comes 48 hours after his victory in the Labour leadership contest. Conservative councillor for Edinburgh City Centre, Joanna Mowat, offered her reaction to his win.
Richard Leonard seems to be what we'd call old-fashioned left and supporting Jeremy Corbyn. So I think it's an opportunity. If the Labour Party are going to move leftwards and the SNP is sort of going to follow that move leftwards, then every shift further left leaves us as the only party in the centre. Frankly, that's where you win elections from, the centre.
Scottish Labour MSP for Edinburgh Southern, Daniel Johnson, gave his take on his party's new leader.
Refreshing of policy, some new directions and some new ideas coming forward. And I think it's a very exciting time. I mean, I think what you'll see is absolutely us raising the same issues because of our common set of values with the UK party. But you will see a sort of a distinct voice and a distinct emphasis under Richard's leadership in Scotland.
Following a social media campaign organised over the past week, activists supportive of a woman's right to choose gathered in Edinburgh City Centre today to counter a weekly anti-abortion vigil. Our reporter, Callum Scott, was there earlier today and sent this report.
I'm just off Edinburgh's Lauriston Place, where there are two vigils going on today. Every week, anti-abortion campaigners from the Helpers of God's Precious Infants campaign group stand in silent protest in what they refer to as a prayer vigil opposite the Chalmers Clinic, which offers sexual health and medical abortion services to women in Edinburgh. Today, only two anti-abortion campaigners are in attendance, with signs showing a fetus in the womb, quotes from Bible passages condemning abortion, and a picture of Jesus on the cross. This week, however, a counter-vigil has been organised, which gained massive traction on social media, with over 100 people offering their support to those promoting a woman's right to choice. Standing just down from the anti-abortion campaigners, a small group has now formed, with signs offering support to women accessing the services at the Chalmers Clinic. I spoke with Hannah Mackay-Tate, who organised the counter-vigil, about why they're here today.
I was walking past last Monday and I saw the people from the other side standing there with their signs opposing people's right to choose to have an abortion, and it just made me so angry to think that somebody would stand outside a place that offers such a vital service and try to intimidate people or shame people for the choices that they've made.
Do you have any concern that your presence here might also be intimidating to people that are going in that are maybe not in a good place, that are looking for help, and they may be even more put off by the fact that there are now more people here?
That's absolutely the last thing that I would want to do whatsoever. I've been very clear to people that I want this to be a calm, quiet, supportive presence. The last thing I would like to do would be to disrupt people.
The anti-abortion campaigners were unwilling to comment, though they did confirm that they have a presence outside the clinic on a weekly basis. There is a small police presence here also. While Police Scotland were unable to speak with us, they confirmed that they were in attendance purely to allow both sides to assemble peacefully. Jordan Graham McSherry is a trainee lawyer taking part in the pro-choice vigil and told us that whilst both sides have a legal right to assemble, there was perhaps some legal action that could restrict the anti-abortion campaigners.
Under Article 11 of the European Convention on Human Rights, people have the right to assembly and association, which gives both sides here a right to be here. With photos of fetuses, that is very upsetting for people going in who will be dealing with this, and we can petition the courts here in Edinburgh to potentially remove their permit if they do indeed have one, and if they don't, means they can be banned from standing here and protesting.
And now, a roundup of some of the biggest stories in the UK.
Two names in the Abbey Register, Elizabeth and Philip. Two happy young people whose story has captured the imagination of the world.
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip are celebrating 70 years of marriage. The royal couple were wed on the 20th of November 1947 in Westminster Abbey. Their ceremony was witnessed by 2,000 guests and broadcast on radio to 200 million listeners worldwide. In 2007, the Queen became the first British monarch to celebrate a diamond wedding anniversary and has today reached another milestone celebrating her platinum anniversary. Their marriage has been hailed as a beacon of longevity. The Duke of Edinburgh shares the secret to a successful marriage.
I think that the main lesson that we've learnt is that tolerance is the one essential ingredient of any happy marriage. It may not be quite so important when things are going well, but it is absolutely vital when things get difficult.
Three people held in connection with the death of Dorset teenager Gaia Pope have been released today. A body was found in a field in Swanage on Saturday, 11 days after Gaia was last seen alive. Detective Superintendent Paul Kessel of Dorset Police Major Crime Investigation Team said, following the results of the post-mortem examination and other ongoing investigative inquiries, we have concluded that no one else was involved in Gaia's death. Pregnant women are being given advice to sleep on their side in their last trimester to help prevent stillbirth. A study of just over 1,000 women found that the risk doubles if women sleep on their backs. Professor Alexander Hazel, clinical director at the Tommy's Stillbirth Research Centre in Manchester, led the study. We spoke to Tricia Murray, who runs a pregnancy care centre in Edinburgh.
I really welcome this new bit of research, because anything that reduces stillbirth rates is really relevant and much needed. My biggest concern is that this is going to add anxiety to already over-anxious mums. I think we have to remember that stillbirth rates are still relatively low, so less than 4 in 1,000, and most of those are before 32 weeks. So the advice about sleeping on your side is in the last trimester, so those mums would be excluded from this.
You're listening to Radio NRG. The time is 4:39. Scotland is currently hosting a summit on difficulties facing Nordic nations. Delegates from Iceland, Greenland and Norway will be attending the conference to discuss topics including infrastructure, global warming and issues facing Indigenous communities. Reporting from the conference is Clay Winnowicki.
Scotland's possible future role as a North Atlantic nation is currently being explored during a summit being held by the Scottish Government. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, is a connected event of the main Arctic Circle Assembly, which happens annually in Iceland. During the conference, Rachel Johnstone from the Arctic Oil and Gas Research Centre explained what she believes Scotland could bring to the Arctic Circle.
I think Scotland has a lot to offer in terms of sharing knowledge and experience in providing healthcare in rural communities, providing distance education and using that technology, connectivity, communications and how to deliver that to small areas. Renewable energy is another area where Scotland's been a leader, and that's something that could be offered also to rural communities, especially Scotland's experiments with very low volume, very small scale renewable energy to isolated communities. That's something that's very much needed in the Arctic.
The former president of Iceland, Oliver Crimson, underlined that Scotland still has a chance to work together with Arctic countries, whether they are independent from the United Kingdom or not.
For Scotland, the beauty of the Northern Arctic Cooperation is it doesn't matter whether you are independent or whether you are within the United Kingdom. If you have the political will, you can enter this dynamic growing cooperation in multiple ways, and you only have to look at Quebec to get an effective practical model, or to look at Greenland, which is only a self-governing territory within the Kingdom of Denmark, or even more fascinating, look at the Faroe Islands, which somehow the Danish government allows to make free trade agreements with other territories like, for example, Turkey.
Green Party MSP Andy Whiteman stated that collaboration is key if Scotland is to have a role in reaching a sustainable future for itself and Nordic countries.
How? Well, by reaching out and by discussing and by talking about the important things that we share in common, such as climate policy, transport, energy security, and the environment. Scotland, I think, has to reach out to other countries in order to collaborate on some of these important topics. So it's we have to do it.
Now in news from around the world, President Mugabe's impeachment is to start on Tuesday after being charged with letting his wife usurp constitutional power. There was a military takeover of state media last week, which military leaders stated was not a coup, but reportedly resulted in Mugabe being put under house arrest. The president, who has ruled since 1980, surprised his country on Sunday evening by announcing in a televised speech that he planned to stay on as leader and would head the conference next year for the ruling party, ZANU-PF. Nick Mangwane, ZANU-PF's London representative, described protests happening in Zimbabwe today.
People are marching to his house from Borodale, from Semlevi village, in a march that has been dubbed March to the Residents of Your Problems. And now it basically means that Zimbabweans are defining President Mugabe as the source of our problems.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel could be facing the toughest challenge in her 12 years as leader, as talks to form a coalition government following September's elections have reportedly fallen apart. Merkel has been trying to forge a coalition between the pro-business FDP, the Green Party, and her Christian Democratic Union and Christian Social Union Partnership. Last night, the FDP cancelled negotiations. Merkel's former party partner, the SPD, has again refused to form a grand coalition. Wolfgang Busbach, former member of the Bundestag and current member of Merkel's Christian Union Partnerships, told us that fresh elections could be needed.
It seems neither the FDP is willing to change its course, nor will the SPD decide differently. It is likely there will be new elections, however, there is still a way to go, and we don't know what will happen in the next months.
Notorious US cult leader Charles Manson has died at the age of 83. Manson was jailed in California in 1969 for instructing his followers to commit 9 murders, which he allegedly hoped would lead to a race war. He died of natural causes while still in prison. Now, back to local news. Plans are currently underway to paint Scotland's biggest mural in Edinburgh. The once famed and now dilapidated Colinton Tunnel will undergo a huge makeover as part of a community project to commemorate the history and heritage of the Colinton area. Ben Green has this report.
The
The Collington Tunnel, a once dynamic and industrious pathway for the iconic Belerno train line right in the heart of Edinburgh, it now stands as a great historical landmark as a public walkway which runs parallel to the Water of Leith River. But this once prestigious and celebrated tunnel is falling into ruin as graffitis and taggers deface, damage and destroy the beautiful architecture of this extraordinary structure. The preservation of the tunnel is in serious jeopardy. But one man who wants to revitalise the remnants of the Collington Tunnel, a tunnel that was once believed to have been travelled by Wilfred Owen, Siegfried Sassoon and Robert Louis Stevenson, is Mike Scott, chairman of the Collington Tunnel project. Mike and his team have been acutely planning, organising and structuring this immense project to rejuvenate the tunnel back to its former glory. They want to bring vibrancy and life back to this historical structure by painting Scotland's biggest mural on the inside walls. December marks 50 years since the Belerno line's closure, and that is exactly where Mike and his team want to begin the project.
Where we started after this meeting was with a silly idea. We said, well, there used to be these trains running up and down. Why don't we paint some trains and have cartoon characters looking out of the windows? But it's developed crazily since then, because what we've realised is we've got a chance to do something really good. It's 160 yards near enough each side. So that's 320 yards of mural. That makes it the biggest mural in Scotland, by far.
So I've actually made my way into the tunnel, and I think one of the first things that really strikes you is the sheer volume of profanities and vandalism that's really quite prominent on the walls. You'll really struggle to find a blank space within this structure. I'm just looking around now and I'm seeing various Nazi symbols, satanic, almost demonic ritual symbols. There's IRA logos, there's political symbols, there's racism in here. I mean, it's really quite disturbing. It's not a pleasant experience at all, and I can understand why some people would feel rather intimidated in here. I spoke to some local residents alongside Mike to get their thoughts on their experience of the tunnel.
I can understand if people feel do feel intimidated.
Have you ever walked through it at night time?
No.
I
wouldn't do it at night.
Occasionally, boys being silly on motorbikes, skiting through there.
And, oh, really?
Oh, oh, yes. They're not allowed to do that. There's a bit of graffiti in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Some of it not too pleasant.
Concerned about the tunnel, about the fact it was pretty dark, and if you watch when we're here, if you see women on their own, they'll speed up.
So here's hoping that the Collington Tunnel can once again be restored back to its former glory. Ben Green, reporting from the Collington Tunnel in South Edinburgh.
And now for sport with Philip Wegman.
Hi, thanks Rona. Merrifield Ice Rink last night saw the Edinburgh Capitals ice hockey team gain a vital win against Coventry Blaze. The Edinburgh Capitals came into the game on the back of a 13-game losing streak. The struggling Russian goalkeeper Pavel Chigalo delivered a stellar performance, holding Coventry Blaze to just 2 goals to help secure the 5-2 win for the home team. Brian Gilhooley, host of the Edinburgh Capitals podcast, was hopeful this marked a turning point for the team.
Hopefully it's a starting point to try and get our season back on track. That's our first win in 14, and hopefully we can get a few more after that.
In football, Glasgow City women completed an unbeaten league campaign on Sunday with a 3-0 over Aberdeen, who themselves dropped out of the SWPL. City were crowned champions last weekend for an incredible 11th successive season. Tony Pulis has been sacked by West Brom after the 4-0 defeat to Chelsea on Saturday. Pulis led the Hawthorns side to 10th last season. His dismissal, however, comes after a disappointing run of results, having not won a match since August. The former Wimbledon tennis champion Jana Novotná has died at the age of 49 after a long battle with cancer. The Women's Tennis Association says she passed away peacefully, surrounded by her family, at her home in Czech Republic. Back to you, Rona.
Thank you. And now for a reminder of today's headlines. Theresa May is facing increased pressure over the UK's Brexit divorce bill, and EU negotiator Michel Barnier has suggested that Northern Ireland could forge a special deal with the EU. Former Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale's potential trip to the jungle in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has gained a mixed response from the Scottish public. Now for the weather this week, we're looking at a cloudy evening with patches of rain throughout the night. We'll be experiencing some light winds with a minimum temperature of 6 degrees Celsius. Now for some breaking news as we get it, Angela Merkel says she will prefer a new election over running a minority government. My name is Rona Shannon and you've been listening to Radio NRG. Thank you and goodbye.
Radio Energy, the sound of students.